Mrs. Continued from the other side. Marcia was sitting at the table on September 3rd.
Fourth.
September 4th. And said, I wasn't sitting here. I want my water. Could have just said, I want my water, but he noticed that he was in the wrong place because he was looking for his water. He said, I wasn't sitting here. Also this morning when he woke up, he said, some people have to kill bad guys. Bad guys have got to get killed. Oh no, bad guys have to be killed. And why is that, Mark?
Because
they kill good guys and they've got to be killed. It's just in fantasy, though, isn't it, Mark?
Ross and Mark, September 4th, Ross and Mark were playing with their rebel transport. They wanted me to get it opened. Then and Ross said, well, Mark, he said, we got this for Christmas, right? Oh, Santa Claus got this for us, right? And Ross said, no, I got it for my birthday. And I said, yeah, but your birthday happens around Christmas time. And then Mark, he said, but we share everything in our family, right? Mark had an obvious interest in making sure that we share everything. Just because it was for Ross's birthday, he didn't want to make sure that... He wanted to make sure that he could still use it. He still confuses down and up with the window. We asked Marky, do you want your window up, Marky? He says, I have it up, when in fact it was down. This is in the car.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I forget.
Marky just wanted some cookies, and he said, are the cookies for dessert? And I said, yeah, I get one Oreo for dessert.
Do you want another sweet roll? Yeah.
Marky said, will somebody give me a napkin? I said, yes, the napkin. That Ross says that a lot. Will somebody such and such?
Oh.
Ross says that a lot. I said, do you guys like the penguins at SeaWorld? And Marky said, you know what I like at SeaWorld? Where they say, take a step off of here. What he meant was the part of the penguin exhibit where they told the people to get off the escalator.
The moving ramp.
Moving
it's
ramp.
A voice.
Right.
With no body, it comes out of the wall.
Right. And you heard it a couple times.
I was there a couple times.
Did you scare you, honey?
What?
Did it scare you? Did it scare you?
I thought the pink one. Penguins were dead.
You did?
What, penguins were dead?
But they weren't. They weren't dead.
What were they?
They were real penguins on the other side of the glass. Real penguins, Mark.
My objective.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The penguins were not dead, Mark.
What were they?
They were real penguins. Real happy penguins swimming in the water. Real ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be a real cowboy.
You are going to be a real cowboy?
Watch.
Mm.
Watch, I'm going to be
a cowboy. Oh, you're going to be a bandit. That's what bandits look like. They steal money. You going to steal money from Mommy and Daddy?
No, I'm just going to be a bandit.
Pretend. No, I'm just going to be a pretend. I meant cowboy. I didn't say cowboy. This is going to be Mr. Beautiful Eyes. Mm-hmm. Mark said, I want to come with you. I want to be to your school. In other words, I want to go to your school.
Here, watch Daddy. He's going to help.
He said, that's a big full of beer. And we said, no, it's a jug full of wine. And Ross said, I said, why does it look so much like water? And we said, because it's white wine. And he said, white wine?
It doesn't look white.
It doesn't look white. Oh, that was it. Now he says, it looks exactly like water. Yeah, but would you like to taste it? You don't like wine.
It tastes like the same wine. Every wine tastes like the same wine to me.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's white?
Right.
What about if it's red? What if it's sweet wine?
Well, this doesn't taste the same.
It tastes different. What about sweet wine?
I never tasted that.
I'll pour you some sweet wine, okay? Yes? No?
Here, taste of this.
Well, so maybe you can trick me by pretending it's water and putting it in my cup. Did you like it?
Horrible.
What is it? Wine?
Horrible. No, this is sweeter. Not
sweeter.
Real sweet, but sweeter.
Is that better?
It burns.
Still horrible.
Is it?
Okay,
no, you. Marky spit some water out, and I said, "You watch your step." And he said, "It was an accident." And I said, "I bet it was." In other words, I don't think it was. And he said, "It was." And then he spit out again. He said, "Accident still." Okay.
Yeah.
We said Mary made some very good cookies, and Ross said, "I'm the one who gave the Paxton some." And Marky said, "And I'm the one who helped Mom." Very good boys. What else did you do today, kids? Is that a game? Flying?
Swing.
Oh, did you swinging outside? Good. Very nice. Marky said, "You see, it's coming towards him, and when he almost got him, but he slammed him on him."
Oh.
Which meant that the rancor was coming towards Luke. And when he almost got to Luke, the gate slammed onto the rancor. Give that out because just before he had said this, that that's the rancor, and this is Luke. He was playing with the Luke doll.
And who was the rancor?
My hand.
It should have been...
The real rancor.
No, it should have been our big furry monster.
Right.
I mean our big furry monster.
Okay. Marky said, "Here's some milk if you want more milk." And passed me the milk at the breakfast table. Marky was looking at the raisin package and said, "You want to see what's behind the back?" And he turned the sun-made girl to me. He said, she thinks those are raisins.
They really taste like...
Yams?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yums.
They really taste yummy? What are the names of those? What are the names of these?
I don't know the names.
Oh, I've seen
you.
You don't know the names. Would you want me to tell you names? Yeah. Grapes.
Grapes.
Grapes. And you make raisins from grapes.
You make raisins from grapes?
Yes. Marky, I think I'll eat your cereal. You're not eating. You're just talking, Mark. Marky said, it's not really Honey Nut Raisin Bran, it's really Honey Nut Cheerios. Why is it?
It's really Honey Nut Cheerios.
And actually, he's wrong. He's just fooling around. It's really Raisin Bran that he's eating.
Mark was watching a television cartoon and said, "It's the same thing I saw that time," which is to be translated, "I've seen this before." Mark said, if you want to, if you want no raisins in it, then you call it bran. And I want no raisins in it, so I call it bran. This is in response to whether or not he wants raisin bran, because I asked him, do you want raisin bran? As we always ask him. And that was his reply, to distinguish between raisin bran with raisins in it and bran flakes with no raisins, or raisins on the side as he uses them.
Mark just had a telephone conversation, and it was, I love you forever, I hate you forever, dum-dum, you Buddha stupid, I hate you, dum-dum, oh shut up, you shut up, oh Buddha dum-dum. Marky was saying that, but stupid. And what was Ross saying? I hate you. You're a silly. I hate you forever. And all just really dumb stuff. I beat you up. Marky said, I'm not too very much sick, so I don't really need medicine and water. But I do need medicine. And I looked at him for a second and he said, I need medicine, I said. The context for this is that I had just finished getting him some water. And before that, he had argued that he wanted medicine. And I said, you're sick, Mark. He had been bouncing up on the bed too much and had gotten overheated. And I said, you're sick, Mark. He said, I need medicine. Then I need medicine and water. This was his way of arguing so he could get some water, but basically, probably wouldn't mind a little medicine too. Mark, do you really want medicine?
Yeah.
But you're not sick. You're not supposed to eat medicine unless you're sick.
If you eat medicine, you'll get sick.
You're okay.
If you eat medicine and you're not sick, then you'll get sick.
It might happen that way, Ross. You're right. Are you finished with your water? Please finish.
When you get sick and eat medicine and you're not really sick.
Okay. Now everybody lie down.
That might be the worst sickness.
Okay. Now good night. Say good night, Dad. And give your father a kiss.
The worst is dying.
The worst is dying.
The worst sickness.
There's not going to be any dying.
The worst sickness is a heart attack.
Yes. But it doesn't hurt you.
Right. It only kills
you. Right. So you ready? Go to bed? I said, Ross, are you ready to go to school? And he said, do you have my lunchbox and my backpack? And I said, it's upstairs. Backpack's upstairs. And he said, you know why I always have to take my backpack? Because I always have papers to bring home. I have a paper to take today. He sort of omitted the and. He should have said, and I have a paper to take today. Ross is saying, stitches are a horrible thing to have in. It's a good thing that people don't leave them in very long. On Marky's birthday day, he'll have them out. And he's right. On Marky's birthday day, he'll have them out. By Marky's birthday day, he'll have them out, right? Isn't that horrible? She says, I want to talk about Feet Man. What does Feet Man do?
I want to talk about Bar.
Bar? I don't understand. I don't know either of those guys. I don't know the story of Feet Man, and I don't know the story of Bar. How did you learn it? How did you learn the story?
We didn't really see anything of it. It's just that when I talked to my friends, when I talked to Ryan Witt about Bar, he always says, yeah. Because, and I'm beginning to think that everything I say is the right thing in Bar.
I see, because you know all the answers in Bar?
Oh no, I just make them up. And then
he keeps
saying yeah.
I see, so you kind of make up the story.
Yeah.
Did you ever brush your hair?
No.
Well, let's see the brush.
I don't know.
Let's give me the brush. Give me the brush right now. Where is it?
I can do it with my hands.
Give me your hand. Right here. Looks good, Ross.
get done, Dad.
Okay, you want to go out there and stand at your bus stop now?
Marky wants the hat of Lando in disguise. I said, "What's wrong, Marky?" And he said, "I want the hat. I can't put on the hat of Lando Calrissian in disguise." And he said, I said, "Why not?" He said, "It's hard without anybody finding of me." What does that mean, Mark?
It means nobody finds me.
It means no one's helping you? Says, you know what he says when they're at the Sarlacc? What, Mark?
Surprise, surprise, I'm Lando in disguise.
Surprise, surprise, I'm Lando in disguise. Okay. Now you play, okay? Mark's room, and he said, "I only shoot bad guys' foots." And I said, "You mean feet?" He said, "No, in the feet." Also, Ross last night, this is September 8th, said, "I catched the ball instead of I caught the ball." Been shooting his kitty with water from his water pistol and says, "Hey Dad, the kitty isn't dead. The kitty isn't dead because this gun just has water, not real things." Biden Marky said, I said, "Do you want to put on your clothes?" He says, "I don't need clothes. It's warm to me." Which is interesting, of course, it's just the same structure you find in German. Es ist mir warm. He growled at me a little bit, or yelled, and I said, "Don't yell at me." He said, "I didn't yell at you." And I said, "Well, don't growl at me then." And he said, "I didn't growl at you. A growl goes like this." And he showed me how a lion growls. I want a return of the Jedi glass of water cup. That was, he wants a cup of water with from the Return of the Jedi with water. Return the Jedi cup with water in it. Marcus said, "I wish that I could be a big boy." Oh, I can't remember. You remember, Mom? Say it again, Marky. Say it all again.
"I wish I could be Kumpakla or a boy or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
If I grow up, I could drive."
Mm-hmm. What would you do, honey?
Go back home.
Where would you go? Back to our house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever go to school?
Yeah.
Would you go to school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you drive home? Mm-hmm. You drive your own car?
Yeah.
Mom, would you go on a school bus?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If I grown up like Bossy, I could do something. Like, my world could do go on the bus.
You really could do go on the bus, right?
Like, I wish I could be Bossy.
If you were a really big boy, right?
Yeah.
You could do go on the bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a big boy, I could beat up.
Who?
Bad boy, little one.
Hmm?
If I were big, I could beat up bad little ones.
Mm-hmm. Bad little brothers? Huh? You don't have any bad little brothers.
I know that.
He's getting his colors on. Well, Marky?
What?
What did you do at preschool today?
We played attack the boys and they're frozen.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Who do you play with? Luke?
Yeah.
And who else?
Jabba.
You can Jabba? Yeah. He's got a boy in his class called Jabba. Jabba.
No, even Jabba.
Jabba.
Jabba and Jabba.
Mm-hmm.
Even I have one named Han.
Mm-hmm. Really?
At my school, yeah, Ruby.
Like I said, do you have sausages with that? So I was eating some sausages with gravy. And he said, I hate that. And show me some fingers. This time, can I have
not
this many?
One.
And what he wanted was three
not
sausages.
Not this many. Yeah,
okay.
That many.
Hope you eat them all, Mark.
I would.
You better finish them all.
Ow, my butt. I mean my bottom.
Yeah, don't use bad words.
Hot.
Too hot for you?
Yeah. A little bit hot, a lot warm.
Right, mostly warm, right?
Yeah.
And mostly not hot.
Right. The hot is mostly not hot.
Right.
Did you put the hydrogen peroxide on the table?
No, I didn't know I was supposed to every day. He said, I buy Return of the Jedi roller skates. And I said, for your birthday? He said, uh-huh. And he said, me and Mommy are going to show you them. Ross said, I'll leave this part of the boat white. The seats I'll leave white.
Mark was saying, if there's a little boy... If there's a big boy fight out there, if there's a little boy fight out there, if there's a little, what was it?
Okay.
Little bad boy fight out there, you have to have a sword.
Ross ate all of a peach and threw out the pit. And afterwards he said, wasn't I good to eat all of mine? Of course, that, you know, what's interesting there is that pat phrase, wasn't I good to such and such? Asking for praise.